It's always interesting, unlike the octave of Easter, the octave of Christmas has specific feast days that fall within it. This feast day of Saint Stephen gives witness to how things have changed because of Jesus. Stephen is able to make a gift of his life, bearing witness to Jesus, who is the truth, because of what Jesus has done, because he has come into the world, because he has redeemed Stephen. He has redeemed many. And because of this, Stephen is courageous, bold, and free. I said, I don't remember which Mass, maybe it was the weekend Mass, I don't think it was the Christmas homilies, but it's all a big jumble right now, but invitation for us to hear what Jesus says throughout this year, not to hear what he doesn't say, but to believe in promises that he doesn't make, but to hear and take to heart what he says. It's a couple of examples. I mean, the whole passage is speaking very, very matter-of-factly to his disciples about persecution, about difficulties that will come to them. You will be hated by all because of my name. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. Two really bold and powerful statements there that we should take to ourselves. What is so disturbing about the revelation of Jesus Christ? We recognize from the example of Stephen in the Acts of the Apostles that religion is not a matter of debate. In order to prove who is right and who is wrong, it is a matter of a proclamation of truth. In an unlike our society today, which desires everyone to keep their opinions to themselves as long as they don't hurt anyone else, you be you, you do you, and I'll do what I'm going to do. The proclamation of the gospel is compassion, it is mercy. There's reconciliation, there's invitation to new life. Stephen could have remained silent. But he understood that the good news was indeed good news. That it indeed set Stephen free. It had indeed reconciled Stephen to the Father. It had brought about the forgiveness of all of his sins, and had filled him with the Holy Spirit and with power in order to heal and to care, to do many great works in the midst of the people. The invitation for us, my brothers and sisters, to receive this good news of redemption, to live in it, so that we too might have a freedom that when lived explicitly invites us to share, not to destroy, not to judge, not to condemn, but and to invite others into freedom, freedom from sin. People who are sinning, they know that they're sinning. There's a twisted mentality in our world today in which a person who is in sin just wants people to accept that sin. If people just accepted it and approved of it, then I wouldn't feel bad about it. But even in people who in their circles are accepting of the sin that they're doing, And there's still something contrary to it, to who they are and who they're created to be. The invitation for us, as in Jesus' time, they did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to set the world free. In living out the gospel message, we are to invite others to receive it, to be reconciled in it, to be transformed by it, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and to truly be set free from all sin and all oppression in their lives. What an incredible gift we have been given. We truly know its value and its worth. We truly live in accordance with the freedom that it provides. We never ask the question whether or not it should be shared, but we will know the freedom of those who have been redeemed. Amen.